气PK台，大家学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语PK台，我是主持人晶晶。欢迎大家来到今天我们周一开始的直播课堂，又是一周新的学习在等着大家了。今天呢是我们的英文电台地道美语口语经典，这么经典的一本书，还不赶紧学起来，马上欢迎出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是人见人爱的小高老师。 How's everyone today on this, well, sort of rainy Monday?In Beijing, it wants to rain, I think. It hasn't started yet, but it looks like it wants to rain.
小高老师问候大家了，同时呢也在我们的微信当中跟大家用小视频打过招呼了哈。同学们都说小高老师今天这发型可真是凉快啊。
I've retreated to my summer haircut. Last summer, I also had this haircut. How do we talk about this? A tito? How do we call this in
Chinese?
In English, we call it having a buzzed cut or a shaved head. A shaved head. So my head has been shaved. There's a little bit of hair on there. I did not use a razor blade. I used electric clippers. So there's still a little bit of hair on. But I told Jing Jing, I said, the benefit from this is that not only is it cool in the summer, but I also don't have to worry about Dali wo zi ji.
嘿，小高老师，这一开场跟大家介绍一下自己的发型，我们还能学到一个关于剃头的英语。
Yeah.
真是 buy one, get one free 啊。剃头英语怎么说呀？
We call it shaving head.
Shaving head.、
Yeah.
给头刮胡子。
That's right, yeah.
刮光了。
Yeah, and I used electric clippers.
电动剃须，电动，电动刀。
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, really fun.So let me know from you guys, have any of you guys or girls changed your hairstyle, to accommodate the hot summer temperature?
也许这会成为另外一个话题哦。
Oh, yeah.
每个周工作日的下午啊，一两点钟的时候，不听点 PK 台，觉得这一天好像真的若有所失啊。今天我们带给大家这个话题呢，是我们这本书当中啊，这本地道美语口语经典当中的第33个话题。哎，我们说一说现代人的一个心理的问题，用英文讲呢，这个问题叫做 OCD， 哎，用汉语讲呢，就是一种冲动焦虑，或者是叫做强迫症。比如说 biting your nails， 咬手指甲啦，这种停不下来的坏习惯。
It's funny that Jing Jing just brought this up as she was saying bite your nails。我正在
咬指甲。
Yeah.
哎呦，那小高老师今天刚才跟我说，说就这个话题，我有可多可多要跟大家说的了。
I do.
我有很多很多 OCD 的习惯吗
？Gosh, I do. I do. Can I tell you guys some of my OCD 习惯？
那您就老实交代吧。
Okay. Well, I have to admit, I would say biting my nails is probably my biggest OCD habit.
哟，这么大的人了，现在还在 biting your nails 咬指甲
I don't think I've gone a day without biting my nails. I've bitten my nails every day for the past 32 years of my life. Another thing is, when I was younger, a lot younger, like, you know, 20, 25 years ago, I certainly used to wash my hands a lot, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a day, which I thought was normal. But, you know, after I would wash my hands, you know, once, I would truly believe that I cleaned them, but after about an hour, I suddenly thought that they were dirty again, so I would have to go wash them. Other things like...
那是十多年前了吧？
I would say like 15, maybe even 20 years ago.
二十年前小高老师还是一个每天会反复洗手的人，总是觉得自己的手呢没有洗干净，这可是典型的强迫症啊。
Yeah.
还有呢？
Well, another one is...It's very, very hard for me to relax at night, especially if the next morning I have to wake up. So what happens is at night when I'm lying on my bed, I don't trust myself that I set my alarm correctly. And I'm always worrying that, well, even if I did set my alarm, maybe the volume's too low, or maybe the battery will die out, or maybe for some reason it won't work, and I'm like, I have this complete lack of confidence in the technology and myself. So what will happen is I'll often, recheck that the alarm is set correctly. And even after rechecking it, I still, there's still anxiety.
哎呦，这是第三种啊，焦虑就是说，这第二天早上如果要早起，把闹钟闹好了，但是这晚上嘛，根本没有办法睡觉，而且要反复的检查自己的闹钟，检查好了没有啊，上好了没有啊，啊，这电池会不会突然没有了呀？
Right.
完全就是对自己，也对这个科技失去了信心。
Yeah.
还有没有啊
gosh, let me think. What
也许这是三个主要的。
Yeah, really. I mean, sometimes, like, this is a weird one, but if I scratch an itch on my left arm, I think that I have to scratch the same spot on my right arm to balance it out. It's like there's some type of weird feng shui with my body. You know, even if the right side of my arm doesn't itch, I think that,I have to go balance out my itching. And so I have to go scratch my right side. I mean, that's a very weird one, but...
这个太少见了。
Oh, there's another one. There's another one which is...Really strange.
我先给大家说这个哈、
okay.
这个就是说小高老师如果说他的左手哪个地方痒了一下哈、
yeah.
他去挠了一下、
yeah.
但是他会突然间呢也会下意识的去挠他右手跟这个左手相对应相平衡的地方、
yeah.
他觉得那地方也会痒这个还从来没听说过
Yeah, that's just a weird one. Another one、which I just recently remembered was whenever I walk on the ground and I'm looking at the groundFirst of all, I have to somehow convince myself that there's a special pattern on the ground, and I have to look at it, and then I have to solve the pattern, and then I have to behold the pattern and acknowledge it as a pattern, and sometimes I have to step in areas that are, that satisfy this pattern, that I think there's a pattern. So if there's a white block and a black block,on the ground, a black tile, I might convince myself that my left foot can only touch the white tiles and my right foot can only touch the black tiles, just for no reason. I'll instantly come up with this rule, just immediately.
你的内心是个谜。
Yeah.
你的内心是个很有趣的迷宫。
But then if I do it, and if I satisfy this bizarre requirement of myself, I feel...Good, I feel satisfied, I feel at ease.
我的天啊，这最后一个真是常人没听说过。
Yeah.
小高老师以前在走路的时候吧，他总相信地上的一些砖头啊，是瓷砖什么的，有一定的图形和图案，是不是？
Yeah.
而且他还不停地想去解决这个图形和图案。
Yeah.
看他们有没有什么规律啊。
Right.
然后脚只能比如说黑白地砖的这个路面，他必须要走白色的路面啊。
Sure.
这种是吧
That's right.
哎呦你这个习惯这构造我们大脑构造不一样我们还真没听说过有这种、啊、
That's right.
所以你觉得这些是不是都算作今天我们要讲的这个
Definitely.
OCD 吗
I really want to hear from you guys. Well, I know that Jingjing today, some of our listeners sent their own personal experience aboutOCD. But I gotta ask you, Jingjing, what about you? Do you have any OCD characteristics?
哎呦，跟您相比，我们可真是微不足道。
Really?
跟您相比，我们真没有什么 OCD 的症状啊。
Yeah.
我们还来看看我们的听友哈，今天的 Potato Bar 和 Journey ZM 都给我们发来了他们自己的一种强迫的症状啊。Potato Bar 是这样的，他说他那个从小吧、
uh-huh.
啊，就是在一个非常严格的家庭环境当中长大的。
Okay.
然后呢这个在高中的时候啊他就有一种强迫症出现他就觉得自己记不住东西他害怕自己记不住东西、
right.
于是他就开始 recite、
mm-hmm.
他所有的 all the knowledge、
right.
包括他的一些学科中文啊汉语啊英语啊数学的公式啊等等他把这些东西反复的全部的背下来就是害怕自己记不住东西了
啊哈、uh-huh. uh-huh.
算不算这个算不算、
definitely well I think so I think in some way should we read what he wrote he put what
我们看一下他后来怎么样了
okay he says where does it start here it was I have learned in school over and over again this is what Potato Bar is saying I've learned in school over and over again that and I was always worried about my poor memory so that I had to recite it again and again that's interesting that I, you know this is the first time I've ever heard of this one but I thinkIt's absolutely, it is, must be a type of OCD. I don't know. I can understand that it's just like the alarm clock thing. It's not really trusting yourself that for example, I wasn't trusting myself that I did set the alarm. Potato Bar is saying he didn't trust himself that he...
could recite something.
Yeah, that he memorized the word well enough.
但是后来你看他说 One day I read a book about OCD、
uh-huh.
And I started knowing about the symptom I was trying to control myself and relax、
uh-huh.
他有一天他开始读到了书读到了这个症状以后、uh-huh. 他意识到自己可能有这方面的问题、
yeah.
于是开始来试着让自己放松 I didn't take any medicine And OCD was gone in the end、
uh-huh.
哎、也没有吃任何的药物治疗就是通过心理的一种催眠呢让自己放松下来然后这个症状就没有了
Well, this is great. He then says, so far, you know, there's been nothing so far. So the symptoms have not come back, which is good. He says, but I wish I, you know, if he could tell other people if it does come back, he knows how to help people. And that he says, I hope I could do something for them. Well, that's interesting because, you know, Americans, one of their big trade-ins is if they have some type of bing like ganmao or even this OCD stuff, it's like, 他们立马去去像医生拿药 right? So this is cool that Potato Bar was able to solve this habit without any medicine and stuff. So that's really cool.
所以他不用药就把自己的这个病症心理的病症给解决了这是非常了不起的啊。
Yeah.
Journey ZM 呢告诉我们说他有另外一种 obsessive compulsive disorder.
Sure.
Which is...
Yeah, he says, my obsessive compulsive disorder is hoarding useless and old-fashioned stuff.
我喜欢囤积那些根本就没用的还非常过时的物件。
Yeah. One good point is, do you want to improve your life? Then you must...throw away your outdated stuff. Interesting, right? He's saying, hey, one way to make his life better is by throwing away the outdated stuff. And I agree. Actually, it's funny. In today's dialogue, we certainly talk about hoarding. Hoarding, in America, according to our data, it was the fourth most diagnosed OCD symptom.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, so...I heard something like 1 in 30 Americans are hoarders. And I believe it because there's actually some hoarders who live on the same street as my parents. And you can just see right through their window. They're clearly hoarding stuff.
这个囤积啊 hoarding 这个单词呢也是我们今天要在对话当中出现的。那对话里的人呢他也有这样的一种囤积的东西的习惯。其实囤积在我们生活当中都有是不是你看比如说像我们老一辈的像父母啊爷爷奶奶啊、
yeah.
总有一些囤积东西的习惯有时候觉得这东西吧用不上但是又不想扔这样的都算是哈有一些些、
yeah.
有的同学说呢哎呦我以前读书的时候呢凡是这个英文书当中带圈的字母我都给它涂满了这些都是一种停不下来的冲动和焦虑啊
是
今天我们一起来看看到底还有哪些哈症状啊算是这个强迫算是这种焦虑
啊、uh-huh.
哎我们有两段对话准备给大家、
uh-huh.
现在我们就一起来学习
好啊
Dialogue One 晶晶和小高呢在谈论一下关于这个强迫症的问题晶晶说 Hey 别啃你的手指甲了这是个坏习惯
Hey quit biting your nails That's a bad habit
在英文当中让别人别做某事了会专门有一个单词叫 quit doing something
Yeah, yeah, quit doing something, right? Hey, quit talking so loud. Quit smoking. Quit biting your nails. Quit running so quickly.
就是别别别别别的意思。
Yeah.
Quit doing something. 别怎么怎么样了。Biting your nails. 咬你的指甲。
嗯、
mm. 一模一样非常生动。这是个坏习惯。
That's a bad habit.
Bad habit.好习惯呢
Yeah, that's a good habit.
对
That's a good habit.
Habit 是习惯同学们都会这个词儿。作文当中总是在问你你有什么习惯什么习惯小高说我知道这是个坏习惯
It's a bad habit.
你看看他就重复了一下说、
yeah.
It's a bad habit. 是个坏习惯但是我从小就这么干了
I've done it since I was a kid.
I've done it.这个时态是现在完成因为我是一直在干这事儿、
mm-hmm.
I've done it since I was a kid、
oh.
这句话可是用的非常多的你小时候爱做什么事儿你现在还做你就可以说这句话
yeah、
I've done it since I was a kid 什么事儿我都这样我从小就爱吃巧克力
Yeah, I've eaten it since I was a kid. You know, I've loved it since I was a kid. I've always loved it. Oh, you know what? I do love chocolate.
我从小就不听爸爸妈妈的话。
You know, I've never listened to what my parents said. I've never listened to my parents.
我也可以说 I've done it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
就怎么说啊？从小我就这么干了。照背下来这句话很常用。那听起来你有强迫症啊？
Sounds like you got OCD.
Sounds like 又是听上去，因为外国人说话的时候不喜欢那么肯定。
Right, right.
你不能直接说人家啊，你有强迫症，这是不对的。你只能说啊，听上去有，看上去你有。Sounds like you got OCD. 这是简称，是不是
？That's right.
大家都知道 OCD 吧
？I know.
你知道
？Yeah. Do we remember what it stands for, guys? Do you guys remember?
我们来。跟大家说一说这个 OCD 是什么呢？
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Obsessive 就是强迫的。
Yeah.
Compulsive 也是强迫的。
是很频繁的。Yeah, yeah.
很频繁的。Yeah. Disorder 就是失调了。
Yeah.
失序了。
Ooh.
好，那就是 OCD。你经常这样吗？
Do you do it a lot?
Do you do it a lot? Do you do it a lot? 这也是一句生活常用的口语。你经常这么做吗？你经常去别人家偷东西吗？
Yeah. Do you go steal from other people's houses a lot?
Do you do it a lot?
Yeah. Do you steal things a lot? Do you bite your nails a lot? Do you cut your hair a lot? Do you go shopping a lot?
对了。
Do you 这个那个 a lot?
哎，
yeah.
这个那个 a lot 就是说你经常都会这样吗？小高说是啊，啊，挺经常的呀。
Yeah. Pretty often.
Pretty often.Often 是经常的 ，pretty 在这里不是指漂亮的，
yeah.
而是指 very，
yeah, 非常 yeah, 很，
很非常挺 pretty often 挺经常的。有没有一些类似的事情让你也焦虑的呀
？Do you ever tweak out about things like that？
这句话是再听一遍。
Do you ever tweak out about things like that？Do
you ever？ 这里有个短语我们没学过，
是、sure.
叫 tweak out about something。Tweak out about something 是什么意思呢
？Well, tweak out is a great word that goes well with our topic today. If you tweak out about something, you become very, very anxious about something to the point where it affects your behavior. Your behavior starts to change. You're very, very worried about something, and it's very similar to freaking out.
哦、如果大家知道 freak out 这个短语，那么你基本上会记住 tweak out， 它基本等于 freak out， 也就等于 worry， 焦虑。
Yeah.
口语里如果用 tweak about something 等于 worry about something，其实就完全划等号，等于 worry， 只不过它用在口语里罢了，非常灵活的小词，大家记下来。静静说，有时啊，当我要带那个塞入式耳机听音乐的时候
，Sometimes when I'm about to put my earbuds in to listen to music.
Sometimes 有的时候 ，when I'm about 的意思就是即将马上要 put my earbuds 就是那个。
Yeah, my earbuds are, these are your RG, but they're, I don't know if we call them RG, they're the ones that you, 你塞进去的那种。
塞入式的耳机叫 earbuds.
Yeah.
Earbuds. 有时候呢我要 put my earbuds in 哪儿 ?in 我的耳朵。
Yeah.
然后干嘛呢 ?to listen to music. 来听音乐的时候我总是得确定这左边和右边啊没带反。
I always have to make sure that the R and L are in the correct ear.
这句话你别看中文啊还挺难说的要想成英文的话。
Yeah.
怎么说呢说 I always have to make sure, 来确定要确认 the R and L, R and L 就是咱们耳机上写的那个左右的标志。
Yeah. Right and left, right?
简称 R and L. 那怎么着呢 in the correct ear, 在正确的耳朵里。就是说他们呢都带对了来大家想一想自己是不是也有这方面的问题呀、啊那这一点我肯定跟你一样了
哦、oh, yeah,
终于有一点一样了
oh, good yeah I'm the same
终于有点 R and L are in the correct ear、cool 小高说啊哎，你知道还有什么事让我抓狂吗
Oh, you know what else drives me nuts?
You know what else? You know what else drives me nuts? Drive somebody nuts. 还要不要再说一遍啊？把某人逼疯了，对不对
？Yep.
让某人抓狂了，对不对
？Yep.
Drive somebody nuts.还有什么事让我抓狂吗？那就是当我在睡觉前设定好第二天早上的闹钟之后。
After I set the alarm at night to wake me up in the morning.
After, 上闹钟怎么说
？Set the alarm at night.
Set, 定 the alarm, 闹钟，定闹钟 ，set the alarm at night, 在夜里 ，to wake me up in the morning.让他早上呢来叫醒我的时候，我必须得确认一下我到底有没有上好。五分钟以后
，I gotta check again, like 5 minutes later, to make sure I actually set it.
I gotta, gotta 的意思就是
I have to. It's I have to. It's a 口头语的一个 slang, right? 只有在口语当中才能出现。
书面语不行，
不可以。
大家把 gotta 画下来，旁边写上 have to， 就是必须的意思。I gotta do something 等于 I have to do something， 我必须得做什么事儿。Check again， 再次检查。Like 5 minutes later， 比如五分钟以后吧。然后呢，结果是 to make sure I actually set it， to make sure I actually set it。
嗯哼。
来确认，来确保我确实上好了闹钟，这就跟小高老师真实生活中的他一模一样。
It is. It absolutely is. This is me. I totally have this OCD, tutty in here.
你现在还这样吗
？Yeah, I think it's gotten worse actually.
啊
？Yeah, because, you know, I don't know. It's like I've said it so many times, and in the past.Believe it or not, sometimes I've forgotten, or sometimes the AM 和 PM 我没有注意. So there's all these weird things, there's all these factors that you have to, you know, make sure are set right. The 上午和下午,定好了吗?定对了吗?
你有没有发现,你越紧张什么,什么事越容易出错?
Exactly. Because you're not really paying attention, you know.Yeah.
好，是这样的。哎呀，这边说呢，这边说是啊，有时候在睡觉之前吧，我还要反复的去确认那个门有没有锁好。
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I have to make sure over and over that I locked the door at night before I sleep.
我们来看看反复确认是应该怎么说呀。
Make sure over and over.
对了 ,make sure over and over.什么呢 ?That I locked the door. 晚上是关了门的。锁门叫 lock the door at night before I sleep. 哎这个我有点儿。
Right.
这我有点儿。
Really? But you know what though, to be honest, I think this is a good habit because you want to, you know, safety comes first, right? 先是安全。
嗯。
You know another one? When I leave, 出门的时候确认不仅仅是门锁好了，而且所有的灯
都
关了。
哎，但是我觉得呢，
啊，
你只要养成一个好习惯，
哦，
就是你每在做一件事情的时候，你都很认真的在做这件事情。
That's right.
你关插头的时候，你就关插头；
yeah.
你关灯的时候，你关灯。你的这个强迫症呢，马上就会好，以后就不这样了。所以我现在这个习惯基本上就没有了。我非常确定我每天有没有关门，每天出门的时候有没有锁门。所以关门锁门 ，lock the door。好。小高说哎呀我还不能忍受那个就是那个学校的黑板吧它没有完全被擦干净。
I can't stand it when someone doesn't completely clean the blackboard in school.
哎这个很有趣。
Yeah, this is true. What about you? Are you like this?
我觉得 everyone
yeah.
cannot stand it.
尤其是就假如说即使他 99.9999% 特别干净但是如果他留下了一点点的一个痕迹
对
或者没有就是忘了
对
把它洗掉 Oh my god 那我就更想 you know 疯掉了
有时候是老师自己在那儿边擦边写的时候、
oh、
他就忘记了要把它擦干净然后
对啊我特别想站起来说老师你忘了你错了那个地方你赶紧把它洗掉、啊、
Calm down、
yeah.
你到底能不能够专注在老师教的东西上、
right. yeah.
你就全在看黑板了是不是、
yeah.
咱们说这个不能忍受黑板被擦干净了是这么说的 I cannot stand it 先说我不能忍受 那我们说什么呢 ？When someone doesn't completely clean the blackboard, clean the blackboard, 擦黑板，完全的擦干净 ，completely clean the blackboard, 不准确
，right，
在学校的时候 ，in school。
哦，
另外，我上课的话，我会觉得很奇怪，我还要一直盯着黑板看。
I'll feel really weird in class and keep looking at it.
这个生动的形象哈，大家脑补这个画面哈，小高老师在学校里每天都过得很难受。
Yeah, 我真的会这样的，我真的会这样的。
I feel really weird. Weird 就是奇怪的、莫名其妙的、难受的 in class 在班级里 and keep looking at it, keep looking at it.不停地看，盯着看，目不转睛地看。
Yeah.
就这么看着。
Yeah.
那你能好好上课吗
？No, you can't. Because, and you can't even. I can't 连听都听不进去。我一直在想黑板，黑板怎么了？
哎呦，好可怜的小高啊！我想问一下大家哈，大家在听这 Going for Gold 的课堂的时候，有没有类似的 OCD 呀、啊？比如说你特听到什么东西的时候、
哦、
哎呀你都没有办法专注你的注意力了。
哦 good question.
对不对
让我们知道。
让我们知道一下。是不是
啊、
哦、这个也很有趣。好了看下面还有没有啊晶晶说我记得我在上学的时候呢。
I remember when I was going to school and our test grades would be out for us to look at.
I remember when I was going to school.在我上学的时候显然是过去式嘛 when I was going to school 学校呢会把考试成绩给公布出来看这个公布考试成绩怎么说的呀 our test grades 哦他用了一个被动考试分数叫 test grades would be out out 就是出来了公布出来了 for us to look at 啊，公布出来给我们看但是我从来不会过去看我的分数
I would never go and see my score.
I would never go and see my score. 完了，这点很多同学要跟你握手了。
Yeah.
你为什么不去看分数
？I don't know. Maybe it's like, well, 万一这个它特别难看，那么它就是这个分数在我脑海一直挥之不去，可能一周、两周，甚至三周，我都睡不好觉。
那你肯定有过这样的经历，考得不好，你看了，所以你害怕这样，
yeah.
你恐惧这样，你不敢面对现实。
Exactly, that's it right there. It's 不敢面对这个现实。万一我觉得这个分数不好看的话，那怎么办？我最起码如果我不看的话，我就可以欺骗自己，或者阻止我自己面对这个现实。
那你不迟早都得面对吗？
但是I don't know. 我拖迟吧，拖延呗，拖迟，
拖着拖着，好像这成绩就不在了，是吧？
Yeah.
那你一定非常惧怕考试啊，小高。
Yes, I really don't like taking tests. It's not my thing.
还是有点不自信哈。
Yeah.
是不是
？Yeah.
啊，不敢去看分数啊！大家，你说大的考试你不愿意去看，你小的考试还是可以去看一看的嘛，是吧
？Right.
我们是不仅去看自己的，还得去看别人的。
Right.
是吧？还得去看同桌的，还得去看排名在你前面的那个分数是多少。
Yeah.
这人和人真不一样。听起来我们都有一点强迫症了。
Right.Yeah, we do. Oh, it sounds like we're both a little OCD. I was literally answering. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
已经听进去了哈。
Yeah.
Sounds like, 又是一个 sounds like, 表示一个大概的推测说 we're both a little OCD. 这里 OCD 做了一个 adjective, 一个形容词。
Yeah, sounds like we're both a little OCD. Hey, I'm OCD. Look, Bob is so OCD. He's always washing his hands, right?OCD 完全可以作为一个形容词
来做表达、嗯、那这个 OCD 到底代表什么呀
Hey, what does OCD stand for anyway?
Hey, stand for 还记得这个短语吗它的意思就是代表着什么
嗯，代表着什么
What does OCD stand for anyway? 它到底代表着什么呀、嗯、这得你告诉我呀
You tell me
听这个语气 ，You tell me，
yeah, you tell me
告诉我呀，不是我告诉你呀、啊，不如你回家查查吧。
Yeah. Why don't you go home and do some research about it?
Why don't you go home 要不你回家 and do some research about it.
Yeah.
Research 就是研究。
Right.
了解查点资料。
Right.
怎么样好不好小高说天哪难道发号施令也是你的强迫症症状之一吗
Jeez, is being bossy one of your OCD habits too?
Jeez, 口头用语天哪等于 Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God.
Is being bossy, bossy 是
yeah, Bossy is 很想控制别人很想控制就是当领导的那
指挥别人
Yeah, 指挥别人 Thank you指挥别人
控制别人、
yeah.
指挥别人叫 being bossy 像老板一样你看这是个 boss 加上一个 y 嘛像老板那样发号施令、
oh、
is one of your OCD habits too、
oh、
是不是啊
yeah oh my gosh I think it might be
行这是第一段哈你看聊天室当中的朋友们讨论自己的强迫症好多呀有的人说我也是我不仅看自己的 score 我还看别人的 score
yeah、you know what hey、Jackie Wu 他说sometimes I do this like you. 他指的是我的，当我左手，痒的时候，我必须得
挠右手。
Yeah. 他说 ，sometimes I do this like you. When one of my fingers of my left hand、touches another one, I have to do the same to my right hand. Hey, 看来我不是唯一的人有这个。这个恐怖症
真的、yeah. 这个一说出来大家都能够互相握手看来有很多人是跟自己一样的、
yeah.
那我觉得很多人本来没有这个习惯的今天听小高老师这么一说没准听完节目就有这习惯了
yeah. Yeah, right, yeah yeah no problem
还小高老师还说不用谢、啊、不用谢大家
yeah, yeah, yeah.
好我们来看第二段我们到底查到了什么关于 OCD 的信息呢 So
What did you find out about OCD?
What did you find out about? Find out about 就是找出来关于什么的东西。
Yeah.
Find out about OCD. 哎呀，必须的，找到了。这个强迫症的全称呢，叫做强迫性神经官能症。
Well, it stands for obsessive compulsive disorder.
好，这几个单词大家要学习一下，了解一下。Obsessive 就是强迫的。
是。
那个 compulsive 就是
Jeez, yeah, what is compulsive?
也是属于那种
是一样的吧
也是一样的
跟 obsessive 是一样的
也是强迫的就是你自己不能自主的、
yeah.
不能自主的啊，这个 disorder 就是失调、
嗯、
啊，中文名叫做强迫性神经官能失调所以看来它是一种神经病、
嗯、
是吧
That's right
大致呢就是说你有很多的焦虑并且呢必须通过重复某种行为才让这种焦虑消失今天这句话有点学术这是今天唯一的一句微信练习我们请大家来试一试
OK
来吧左手右手的 Jackie Wu
OK Jackie Wu says it pretty much means you are anxious about many things Yes perfect So 他的第一句写得非常好 On top of that Ooh非常好他并且 On top of that, you can't get rid of this kind of anxiety、unless repeating some behavior, right? How about this? Unless you repeat some behavior, right? Repeat some behavior. So repeating or、until you repeat a behavior.
行
Yeah, 非常好 Jackie, 非常好
极其好
Yeah.
小凯
Generally speaking, it says that you have lots of anxieties. Actually, 小凯是这样的 it means that, right? Generally speaking, it means that you have lots of anxieties and can only release them by repeating some certain behaviors. 非常好小凯跟我写的 almost 一样 almost 一模一样。
你看大家的句子写出来得到老师的表扬以后你有没有下意识的注意跟着小高老师听一听他是怎么念你的这个句子的你要去模仿他怎么念你的句子的
That's right.
就能找到一些语感 Female
In general is that you have lots of anxiety How about this? In general it means right? In general it means that you have lots of anxiety and you have to repeat some action to let that disappear How about this? And you have to repeat some actionin order to make the anxiety disappear or go away.
所以大家的难点都聚焦在通过某种行为重复某种行为让焦虑消失这后面的部分了。让程程来试试。
Generally speaking, you have many nervous feelings and you have to repeat some actions to cut down these feelings.
Okay. So generally speaking, 非常好, you have many nervous feelings Nervous feelings, 我们可以简单的说是 anxieties, right? You have a lot of anxieties, and you have to repeat some actions to cut down these feelings. How about this? To reduce. Here we would say reduce. We cut down our spending, we cut down on eating, but we wouldn't cut down on the feelings, right? We can reduce anxieties.Right, but we wouldn't cut down on them, right?
Cut down 一般是减预算啊，减食量啊，这些。
Yeah.
所以要减轻焦虑呢，一般用 reduce 这样的单词来，好不好？要注意体会啊。Lily, 北京。
Lily says, generally means, or how about this, it generally means that you have lots of anxiety, and you must do some repeat things, or how about this, and you must repeat some things, or some actions, to get anxiety disappeared. 啊，你后面是有一点点的问题、
嗯、
问题在哪儿呢、gosh I just totally lost where we were
Lily 北京的
Oh okay、To get anxiety disappeared How about this To reduce anxiety 就这么简单 Right To reduce anxiety So everyone Remember the word Reduce anxiety
小高老师请大家记住减少焦虑叫做 Reduce anxiety Reduce anxiety下面一位同学是 Judy.
Judy says,
Generally speaking, that means you have a lot of anxieties and you have to repeat some kind of behaviors in order to overcome them.
Generally speaking, Hun Hao, that means you have, or it means, you have a lot of anxieties and you have to repeat some kind of behaviors in order to overcome them. 我觉得他写的 I think this is perfect.
真的
Yeah.Yeah, if you have a lot of anxieties and you have to repeat some kind of behaviors in order to overcome them, 非常好。我尤其是这个 overcome, 克服这些焦虑。
用的特别形象到位。
Yeah.
啊，你想说今天参加的人都是高手啊，今天参加的人这笔头功夫相当已经上来了。
Yeah, this is not easy.
Sire.
It's mainly about that you're so anxious that you need to repeat some particular thing to get rid of that anxiety.Yeah, it's mainly about, or how about this? It means, or it generally, I like the generally speaking, or basically, it means that you're so anxious that you need to repeat something or some particular action to get rid of that anxiety. 非常好。它的非常好在哪儿呢？在 to get rid of.非常好 to get rid of that anxiety Sawyer、嗯、用得非常好
Get rid of 是非常地道的非常地道的口语去除什么东西、让什么东西走掉 Get rid of an anxiety 到位呀 Mocha
It means that you got too much anxiety And only by the act of repeating Can you vanish it、
Yeah so vanish it、well first of all vanish、we don't use a lot ThingsYou can't make something vanish, for example, if that makes sense.、And only by the act of repeating it. I like this. 我非常喜欢这个
后面这句
这个结构。
他用了倒装。
Yeah, and only by the act of repeating
can you
how about reduce it or get rid of it or make it go away.
他后面这个倒装用的非常好啊 Only by doing something can you do something. 你看看大家看是不是很好得到小高老师表扬了吧
Yeah. yeah.
好漫天飞雪最后一位
This generally means you have a lot of anxieties. Only by constant repetition of a certain kind of behavior can you get rid of them. Great. How about this? And if you put an and before only, and only by constant repetition of a certain kind of behavior can you get rid of them. 非常好你的语法是太棒了
尤其在后面半截
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
逗号那如果用个 and, 这句话简直就是完美的。它同样在后面用了倒装结构。看来倒装句真的学到位了我们真为你感到高兴。
That's right.
啊漫天飞雪。特别好得到老师的表扬。好了我们来看看今天小高老师是怎么说的。
Yeah, this is what I said. Basically, it's when you have a lot of anxiety and you do a lot of repetitive behaviors to make the anxiety go away.
好第一部分 basically.就是大致的说简单的说吧 It's when you have a lot of anxiety 有焦虑咱们说 have a lot of anxiety
Yeah
第二 And 你做很多重复行为 You do a lot of 重复行为叫做、
Repetitive behaviors
Repetitive 反复的重复的不断的不断重复的不停重复的不停重复的 Repetitive behaviors、
mm-hmm.
Behaviors重复的行为然后呢让他走
To make the anxiety go away.
To make the anxiety go away. 就这样的。再来一遍。
Basically, it's when you have a lot of anxiety and you do a lot of repetitive behaviors to make the anxiety go away.
嗯，小白老师的句子总是这么的结构分明、
yeah.
用语准确，太值得我们学习了。继续往下走，晶晶说，那你指的是什么样的行为呢？
What kinds of behaviors are you talking about?
What kinds of behaviors are you talking about? 你是什么样的行为呢？你在说什么样的行为呢？ 你还找到了什么新的信息吗？
Did you find out about anything new?
Did you find out about anything new? 有没有新的信息啊？小高说，有。
Yeah, I did.
I did, I did. 你知道什么是囤积控吗？
Do you know what hoarders are?
好了，专门的词叫Hoarder.
Hoarder.
这个单词听着就好笑哈。
Yeah, it is. It is a strange word because it really only refers to this OCD 强迫症. It's so weird.
Hoarder. 有点类似像胖墩儿这样的感觉，像 H-O-A-R-D-E-Rs. 啊，这个 hoarder 呢，就是专门囤积东西的人，叫 hoarders. 你知道什么 what hoarders are? 知道呀。
I think so.
不就是那些养了很多羊的人吗？
Aren't they the people who have to round up a bunch of sheep?
Aren't they? 就是难道不是那些 people who have to round up? Round up 的意思就是
收起来。
收起来。
Yeah, 收起来。
围起来。
Yeah.
叫 round up. Round 是边嘛，圆嘛。Round up, 围起来。围起来就等于养的意思啊。
Yep.
养 a bunch of, 就是一群。A bunch of, 一个量词单位。
Yep.
A round up a bunch of sheep? 不就是那些养很多羊的人吗？哎，不不不不不，那些牧羊人叫
Hoarding is... No, those are called herders.
养羊的人啊，叫 herders.
They are, 真的。真的。
是叫 herders.
Yeah.
它拼写不一样，对不对？
But they sound the same. Herders, 我先来拼写 herders, okay? Herders is...H-E-R-D-E-R-S.
好，那 hoarder 呢？
I'll read what I'm saying. I'm talking about hoarders, H-O-A-R-D-E-R-S. So H-O-A-R-D-E-R-S, hoarders.
哦，看来啊，今天我们学到了，养羊的人叫 hoarders, 而囤积控呢叫 hoarders, 是不一样的。恐怕他们相同的东西都在于他们有很多很多的什么东西、
yeah.
有的呢有很多羊，有的有很多物品。好，这两个词注意分辨一下。 I'm talking about hoarders, H-O-A-R-D-E-R-S, hoarders, 囤积控，好吗？囤积控指的就是那些尽管有东西没有用了，还是要保留着，不把它们扔掉。
Hoarding is when you keep a lot of things and don't throw them away
Hoarding 这件事，囤积叫 hoarding 这件事。When you keep a lot of things, 你保留了太多太多的东西。And don't throw them away, 不把它们扔了。后面呢？
Even if they are worthless or meaningless.
Even if, 即使它们已经 worthless, 就是
没有价值的。没有价值的，是没用的。
Or meaningless.
是没有意义的。
哎，你怎么知道他们现以后就没有意义呢？
I don't know. Yeah, 你这个 hoarder. I don't know. I don't know. 我有这个感觉，万一我不怕十万，我就怕万一我不怕一万，
就
怕
万一。
万一
我小的时候特别喜欢 hoarding 啊。
Really?
结果后来我发现嘛，这些东西都用不上。
Yeah.
后来我一下就改变了这个习惯，我再也不 hoarder 了。
你小时候对吧？
对，现在我再也不这样了。后来你知道我发现了什么吗？
不知道。
我发现我扔到的东西，我后来想用找不到
了。是吧？你扔的太多了。
对，找不到了要用的。哎呦，我特别后悔自己扔了一些东西。你说这人生怎么那么两难呢？是不是 ？Hoarding， 相信大家也有这样的感觉。Worthless 就是没价值的 ，meaningless 就是无意义的，可以连用 worthless。Or meaningless. 哎呀，小高，我觉得你的房间挺杂乱的。
Yeah, I don't know, 小高, your room is pretty messy.
好，杂乱无章，或者是乱七八糟。有英文单词叫
Messy. Yeah. What kinds of things can be messy? Your room, 你的房间，你的办公室，还有你的头发。
可以被 messy?
Yeah.
哦、oh, 所以看来如果一个人的办公室，一个人的家里，或者是一个人的头发是比较 messy 的话、初步可以断定他是一个比较 messy 的人了。
还有最后一个是比如说小朋友吃饭的时候，偶尔你就可以把 messy 用在他们的身上，就是他们吃得很 messy, 你看在他们的脸上全都是吃的。
全这酱糊在嘴上啊，那个汤糊在手上啊，这种乱七八糟的情况也叫 messy, 好，叫 pretty messy, 好，大家自查一下，房间、办公室、头发是不是都很 messy 啊？
Yeah.
那你说你会不会也是那个、
do you think you might, hey!
you might, 你有没有可能也是一点点
hey!
马上就制止了。
My room is messy, but it's not that bad.
这小高不高兴了，说：“哎，我这房间嘛是有点乱，也不至于那么糟糕吧。My room is messy, but it's not that bad. That bad 就是说那么乱。
Yeah.
That bad. 哎，晶晶说：“哈哈，很多人都有强迫症吗？”
Anyways, do a lot of people suffer from this disorder?
好，咱们就来谈一谈，到底有多少人有这个毛病。 Do a lot of people suffer from, 你看 suffer from 后面指的一般来讲是 suffer from 什么病。
Yeah.
Suffer from this disorder.
Yeah.
有吗？小高说这病挺常见的。
It's fairly common.
Fairly 等于 very.
Yeah.
Very common.
Yeah.
非常的常见。确切的说吧，
Actually,
这种病的发病率在心理疾病类排第四名。
It's the fourth most diagnosed mental disorder.
第四最什么什么样的，我们说 fourth most 什么什么。那第三最呢？
The third most.
对对对，就这么说。啊，排名第四最的叫 fourth most diagnosed, 就是被诊断的。Diagnose, 是一个新单词 ,diagnose, 诊断的啊。
Yep.
Mental, 啊，被 mental disorder, 是精神类的错乱。
Yeah.
叫 mental disorder. 在美国每50个人里边就有一个被确诊为有强迫症。
One in 50 people have been diagnosed with it in the United States.
Wow, 美国这个发病率还挺高的啊。
Yeah.
One in 50 people. 50当中有一个。
So, yeah, okay, 刚才我说的是30, 我错了，是 50. 不但那还是很多人。50个人站在一起，其中一个是有这个 hoarding 强迫症。
小高就是那50个当中的一个。
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Have been diagnosed, 又是被确诊了，被诊断出来了、
yeah.
with it, 有这个病 in the United States.
My God.
在美国。这美国人嘛，有时候确实有点紧张，你觉不觉得？
No, 确实是，说实话，
真的有点紧张，
经常 tweak out,
经常 freak out, 而且他们喜欢把这个 freak out 这些话挂在嘴边，
对，
什么你让我疯了呀，哎呀我的天哪，就这么一惊一乍的，是吧？
Yeah,
是有点容易紧张。哎呀，说晶晶说，哎呀，不会吧，那我们死定了。
Uh-oh, we're doomed, we probably have it too.
Oh, no, we are, 什么？
We're doomed.
Doomed, 就是注定的，死定了。
Yeah.
我们是被注定的， we are doomed. 这个 we are doomed, 一般什么时候情况下能用啊？
Doomed is 没戏了的意思。
哦，死定了。
Yeah, 死定了。
没戏了。
Yeah.
好，行。那我们很可能也有这个病。
We probably have it too.
We probably have it too. 那别担心。
Don't worry.
我觉得我们俩肯定没啥问题。
I think we're okay.
I think we're okay.、而且我还了解到。
I also learned that.
我还了解到 learned that 就算你有一些强迫症的行为也并不一定说明你就是强迫症。
Just because you might have some obsessive behaviors doesn't mean that you have OCD.
句型来了。Just because 怎么样 doesn't mean 怎么样。
Yeah.
哎。Just because you might have, 有可能有一些 obsessive behaviors.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you have 这个症状 OCD.
Yeah.
啊，这个句型啊，仅仅因为什么，并不一定说明什么，叫做 just because.
Yeah, just because 什么什么什么 doesn't mean 什么什么什么。Just because you, you work out at the gym every day doesn't mean you'll become thin and have lots of muscle, right? You also have to eat healthy, too.
就是，天天在，就算你天天在健身房，锻炼也不代表着你就能够塑造出很完美的形体，就这个关系。这病能治吗？
Is it treatable?
这句话大家应该很喜欢、yeah. Is it treatable? Treat 就是治病嘛。Treatable 能不能治啊、
嗯、
能治
yeah, 能啊 Yes、
嗯、Yeah. 好消息就是这种心理疾病呢可以用药物和特殊疗法来治愈。
The good news is that this mental disorder is treatable with therapy and medication.
Ah, this mental disorder is treatable.Something is treatable, 就是可以治的。用什么治呢？是 is treatable with something.
Yeah.
后面指的就是那些方法和疗法。Therapy 是什么呢？
Therapy is like, 治疗, I believe.
一种特殊的治疗。
It's a 特殊的, exactly, it's a, you're right.
特殊的疗法。
It's a special type of treatment.
比如说音乐啊。
There we go. Yeah, it could be, in ear. Or maybe, the one I heard was, making those people who think they always have to wash their hands, I heard that they have to make their hands dirty for an hour and sit there and stare at their truly dirty hands. And then, after an hour, they can finally wash it.
哇，那这种是对抗疗法。
Yeah.
对抗。那些反复洗手的人
yeah, right.
就让他手脏一个
小时 Exactly 让他们看真正的脏的手到底是什么样子到底是什么感觉
哎呦那他心里会难受死的
Right
然后就把这个东西给治愈了、yeah. 这种不同寻常的疗法呢有个英文单词叫 therapy 就这样什么音乐疗法呀美术疗法呀脏手疗法呀等等这些那么这个 medication 呢就是药物疗法
Yeah that's 药物疗法
要吃药、
嗯、
哎呀谢谢你告诉我这么多呀
Thanks for the info.
Thanks for the info. 不客气。
My pleasure.
你看在第一段当中呢我们说了说这个强迫症的一些症状。
That's right.
在第二段当中呢我们去看书了解这个东西到底是怎么回事。
嗯
啊、所以呢还出现了了解了真真的了解了不少地地道道的 OCD 是什么。
Yeah.
花了这一个小时的时间大家不仅学到一些有趣的英文还稍微观察了一下自己的心理健康啊，我们借着最后一点时间来温习一下今天学到的这些 words and phrases。第一个 OCD，
强迫症，
就是它，叫做 obsessive
compulsive disorder。
行。
Then we have a tweak out。
Tweak out 等于 freak out or worried about。
嗯。
它的意思就是啊
，freak out，、yeah.
疯了，
疯了，
焦急，抓狂，
嗯、
着急。
Then we have those earbuds.
塞入式的耳机、嗯、啊，这东西我受不了啊、嗯、Earbuds.
Something drives me nuts.
一个用法叫 something drives me crazy.、
嗯、
某事让我抓狂。
嗯、like.
就是口语里的大概的意思。
嗯、we've been learning for like an hour so far.
哎。
虽然还不到一个小时但是大概是一个小时。
差不多是一个小时、
yeah.
叫 like an hour,、yeah. or like 5 minutes.
Yeah.Can't stand something.
不能忍受什么事情常用的表达。
I can't stand it when. Yeah. Score.
成绩分数通常是指考试的分数。
嗯。Bossy.
老板那样的人。
yeah.
形容词是一个喜欢发号施令的人爱命令的人。好了 Dialogue 2当中我们学到的短语有。
Hoarder.
囤积控。那个养羊的人呢、
Herder.
哎 ,Hoarder 跟 Herder.
是两码事儿。
两码事儿、啊。那些执意保留一些没有的物件而不把它们扔掉的人。Round up something 指的是。
To 收集 ,or to 聚集。
Or to 归拢。
归
拢起来。
That's right.
Fairly 是。
相当的。
等于 very 咯。
Yeah.
我敢肯定它是无辜的。
Yeah, I was fairly sure that she was innocent.
I was fairly sure that she was innocent.、
嗯、
我们玩完了，我们死定了。
We're doomed.
We're doomed. 你跟小伙伴两个人一块去玩个什么事儿，结果被抓住了。We're doomed.、嗯、最后一个。
The good news is.
好消息就是。
Yeah.
哎，那等于说你之前要说一个坏消息吗
？The bad news is 什么什么 ，or I have good news and bad news. The good news is. And the bad news is...
哦，美国人很喜欢说好消息，一个好消息，一个坏消息。
Right.
啊、
yes.
好，这段文章呢还是挺长的，两段对话、大家挑那些你觉得有趣的短语啊，或者是句子记下来，就算是你这节课的收获了。一会儿小高老师照样给大家带来的是慢版、快版、快慢版的音频，都会发在我们的微信公众号英语 PK 台上，还有您的微博。
人见人爱的小高老师。
对了，听直播的同学呢可以用蜻蜓 FM 啊，在每天的两点钟，下午两点和晚上十点钟来听我们的这个 live。同时呢用很多的音频软件，喜马拉雅、网易云音乐啊，包括像朗逸斯听啊，都是可以找到我们的节目的。还有就是我们的精雕细刻，每节课的这个拆分版已经在我们的手机 APP 精雕细刻上线了，大家也可以去听一听我们的这个精学学习版。好，今天节目就是这样，下次再见，拜
拜。